Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing the plan for 2020. So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend. I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website, dateme.tips, to find out more details. That's www.dateme.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range, and other information. So now let's get back to today's podcast, and today we are discussing the plan for 2020. So happy New Year's Eve to everyone listening around the world. By the time I have uploaded this podcast, it is quite possible that some of you who are listening will already be in 2020. So if you are, I hope the new year has started great. It'll be very new, obviously, but I hope you have really enjoyed the festivities. And for everybody such as myself and for people who have not yet got to New Year's Day, we're still in New Year's Eve. I hope everyone really enjoys their evening and their night and we can really go into a new year with lots of enthusiasm, with lots of belief and with lots of positivity. So today we are going to be discussing the plan for 2020. And I would really like you in the comments, if you're listening on my YouTube channel, to please put in the comments, send me a comment telling me what your New Year's resolution is. Maybe you've got more than one, and whether you can try to really stick to it. Because what you often find is that people will have a New Year's resolution and they will start to it. They will start it in January quite, you know, thoroughly. They'll really put a lot of effort and they'll really, really try. And then in February, maybe there's one or two days, one or two weeks where they can't really do what they was hoping to achieve. So it gets a bit less. And then you often see by the time people get to March, March seems to be the time where people really give up on their New Year's resolution. So that might be maybe you're trying to get fitter. So you've got a new fitness regime in January. You go in two or three times a week doing this particular regime. Maybe you're in a class. But then when you get into February, that starts to drift a bit. And then by the time you get to March, that is often where people do tend to just quit. And the problem you have generally with this kind of thing is that people will set the bar too high. They will set the bar too high for their New Year's resolution, and it is very hard to maintain. And if you can't maintain something 100%, people will often think, well, you know, stuff it, I'm just going to give up because I've already not achieved what I wanted to, so I'm going to give up. And that is the saddest thing, you know, it's the saddest thing where people, they have a little wobble or whatnot and then they quit completely. And for that reason, I do suggest that you start a New Year's resolution that you believe you can maintain, because if you can't maintain it, you are likely to never restart it. So I'm going to use the example again of a fitness class. So say you want to get fitter and healthier and you decide, right, I'm going to join this fitness class. If you decide to yourself, I'm going to go four times a week, okay? That sounds quite a lot for most people. And you might go into it and the first few weeks in January, you manage to do 4 days a week. But then as you move into February, there's a couple of weeks where you can only go twice. And maybe then there's a week where you can't go at all. And then you get really disheartened and then you just quit. So that is not a good idea. What I would suggest instead is that you say to yourself, okay, based on my lifestyle, based on my schedule, based on my current fitness levels and how busy I am, you know, in life, what can I achieve? What is manageable? Because anything is better than nothing. So even if you say to yourself, you know what, I'm going to go once a week, okay, well, that is better than no times a week. And it's also more likely you will be able to manage and maintain this. So going once a week is much better than going four times a week for 3 weeks, then two times a week, then once a week, then not at all, then just quitting. You know, it's much better to go once a week for the whole year. Okay, so whatever your New Year's resolution is, whatever your aim is, make sure it is manageable. If you want to start a new business, for instance, make sure it is something that you can do in baby steps, okay? Look at my situation currently on my YouTube channel. That is my New Year's resolution. I want to grow my YouTube channel. Now, depending on when you listen to this podcast, I obviously don't know how many subscribers I'll have when you listen. It could be in the future. But currently, you know, I'm a very small YouTube channel. I'm a new YouTube channel and I'm growing slowly and slowly and slowly, slowly but surely. So my aim is just to try to get larger, you know, just to keep maintaining that growth. And it's difficult. Everything is difficult in life, you know. I've been trying to upload regular podcasts. I've had some excellent feedback and I really do appreciate that. But growth is slow and I expected that, and that is fine. You know, I'm slowly going in the right direction. I didn't think to myself, you know what, I'm not on 10,000 subscribers already, you know, so I'm going to quit. No, nothing like that at all. I'm just slowly growing a few subscribers a week, and that's fine. It's going in the right direction. And my New Year's resolution is to maintain this, to keep growing it, to keep pushing forward, and to try to grow a successful YouTube channel. Now, maybe that's what you want to do, okay? If you do, if you want to do a YouTube channel, my suggestion, my advice is to make sure that you try to upload at least 3 videos a week, I would say. And you've just got to kind of battle through your difficulties, because you might be somebody who thinks to themselves, right, I just can't do that many videos a week. Well, for me, I think you need to be looking at about 3 a week minimum to try to push forward, try to find a niche, try to be relatively specific within it. I always think to myself that the vloggers and people like that have a much harder time of trying to attract a new audience to them, because, you know, they're kind of doing a bit of everything. At least if you find a niche, if you're doing something that you're passionate about, then you can put in the effort and people can find you. And because obviously they're going to be looking for it, they're going to be using YouTube as a search engine. It's the second largest search engine in the world, I believe, behind Google, which is obviously what owns YouTube anyway. So, you know, that is the type of thing I'm on about. You know, that's just an example for me, and maybe if you are thinking of doing a YouTube channel, maybe you're doing something completely different. Maybe you want to learn a new language. Maybe you want to become a little bit better with jobs, you know, around the house and around the garden and around the car. You know, maybe you want to learn how to change a car tire. Maybe you want to become a bit more somebody who's got more knowledge in general. Maybe you want to join a course and just learn a subject like history. You know, who knows what you want to do? But whatever it is, you're going to have a sticky patch. You're going to have a moment where you think this is tough. You're going to be thinking, maybe I'm not making much progress. Okay, so let's look at the example of you're learning a new language. Maybe it's taken a while for you to really understand and remember some of the phrases. And you think to yourself, it's going to be easier just to quit. It's going to be easier just to stop going to class. Well, that is not going to achieve your goal. You know, you have to battle through the difficulty. You have to battle through the points, like myself, where I found my YouTube channel, you know, wasn't growing with any new subscribers for months when I started it, okay? And you're literally talking to nobody. That's just how things are. And you have to battle through the difficult times and push forward. It doesn't matter whether it's health and fitness, creativity, educational, business, you know, your work. It doesn't matter. And all of these things are going to make you a more complete person and somebody who is more attractive to others. So if you're single, if you're looking for a new relationship, if you're trying to reattract your ex, whatever you're trying to do, all of these things make you a more appealing person. So if you can be a better person tomorrow than you are today, and a better person today than you were yesterday, then that makes you of higher value, and that is what people will look for. So I really want you to try to think of a New Year's resolution. I really want you to try to focus on what you can do to be that better person. You know, this time next year, what can you have achieved? What is your aim? Maybe you want to do it month by month. Maybe you've got month by month targets by the end of January, February, March, April, and so on. You know, what do you want to have achieved? Okay, put it in the comments, write in the comments, let me know your aims. It doesn't matter what they are, as long as you are a better person then than you are at this moment, because you would have learned more, you would have pushed forward with your career, you would have become more creative, you're more knowledgeable, you're fitter, you're healthier, whatever it is, okay? And if you're somebody who wants to get a relationship, if you want to try to get your ex back, then all of this fits in. all of this will make you a more appealing person. So I hope you are going to enjoy tonight. I hope if you've already got into 2020, you've really enjoyed it so far. Okay, we need to make sure that the year 2020 is our best year yet. This is the plan for 2020.